Now then, let's have a look at how to use the course. I'd like to take a few moments to familiarize you with the course and the contents. I've split the course into different modules. This course comprises of an introduction, 4 principal modules, and a bonus module. This is a self-study course, but the modules are numbered, and I recommend you follow the course in sequence. But you do have access to all the material immediately, so you can check out the contents in any of the other folders at any time. I may also reference certain content from other lessons in advance, which you can also check out at any moment. There is a total of 28 lessons on the course, as well as a variety of extra tips, activities, and bonus material. You may find some of the lessons quicker to go through than others. I recommend you have a notebook or something similar so you can take notes as you go through the course. Each module deals with a particular part of writing an email. Within each module, you will find a series of lessons put together for that part, with instruction, information, and practice. All the material is presented via video slides, with me talking over like this, and explaining the slides step by step. Alternatively, you can print the printer-friendly slides and download the audio version of the instruction. You can find the slides for printing in the resources folder for each module or lesson. You may also find screenshots inside the resources folders. As you progress through the lessons, I will explain any activity you need to complete and how you can correct it or check your answers. There will also be a quiz at the end of each module and a final quiz at the end of the course. The quiz will be a combination of multiple choice questions and true or false statements. The course has a total of 63 quiz questions. You can watch the videos or listen to the audio version as much as you like. Regarding the interface for the course, you will notice at the top left of your screen there is a progress bar, which will tell you how much of the course you have completed. This can be set to update automatically, which I will explain in a moment, or manually. To update the progress bar manually, you'll need to click Complete and Continue at the top right of the screen after you complete each video lesson. If you don't click here, you can still continue with the next section of the course, but the progress will not be registered. Of course, as mentioned, you can set this to automatic. To do that, and also to open up some other extra features, click on the Settings button located just above and to the right of the progress bar. In the settings, you will find the following options. You will see autoplay, which, when selected, will play the next lesson automatically. Autocomplete. This is the option that automatically records your progress. If you prefer not to have to click the complete and continue button every time you finish a lesson, make sure you have the autocomplete feature activated. And finally, speed. By default, it is set to 1, which is normal speed. You can make the speed of my voice go faster or slower with this option. If you wish to repeat any part of the course, you can either click the previous lecture option at the top left of the screen, or scroll up and down the course content on the left of the screen to find the section you wish to replay. I think that is enough to get you started, but if you have any doubts, please let me know. I'll see you in the next section.